Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in Tuesday's papers.
Thanks, Rachel. The Irish Times and the Irish Examiner have the same main front page story. Both have large photos of Palestinian women carrying babies fleeing through rubble-strewn streets after an Israeli bombardment. And both have the same headline, Famine Imminent in Gaza. In their choice of other front page stories, though, the two papers diverge. The Times reports that Defence Force generals want to have the same salaries as senior Gardaí. The Examiner reports that the government plans to give carers the state contributory pension. The Times front page also carries the news that the top complaint for Irish rail passengers is drinking on trains, while the Examiner front page says that recent overdoses among Irish prisoners are being linked to a contraband opiate known as nitazine. The paper says nitazine is 500 times more powerful than heroin and can be hidden by being sprayed onto paper and tobacco. Some IRA-related stories in the papers today. All of them cover the death of Rose Dugdale, aristocrat, art thief, teacher, writer and IRA bomb maker. The Irish Daily Star quotes one Sinn Féin TD saying that Ireland had lost a committed Republican and activist. The Independent quotes her biographer saying that as a bomb maker, she didn't kill anyone but was indirectly responsible for the deaths of a lot of people. IRA dissidents are featured on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph. The paper says that a local crime gang has offered money to the dissidents to have their names taken off a hit list. And back to the Independent, which has a piece quoting the new GAA president, who's from Armagh, saying that the GAA in the north kept a lot of youngsters away from the IRA. He says it was a non-violent way of saying we are Irish, and he thinks the unionist community doesn't properly appreciate that part of the GAA. The Kinahan crime gang make the front page of the Irish Sun. The paper reports that complexities in trying to negotiate an extradition treaty with Dubai mean that it could be 2 or 3 years before the Kinahans could be brought back to Ireland. The headline there, The Long Dubai. Back to the Irish Independent, which reports on a BBC interview with a man who was on the Alaska Airlines plane when the door blew out in mid-air recently. He said the decompression sucked his phone out of his hand and his shoes and socks off his feet. Only his seatbelt saved him from death, he said. And if you've been worried about the British royal family, the Sun has reassurance for you. It has a spread of photos of Kate and William out shopping yesterday. They're a bit blurry, but the paper assures us it's them and that they're happy. There are quite a few health stories in the papers today. The Independent reports that if you don't know if you've ever had the measles vaccination, if you visit your GP in the coming months, you'll be asked and then offered one. It's part of a HSE catch-up campaign that'll also target children and teenagers from 2 to 17. And the Irish Daily Mail tells us that intermittent fasting may be good for losing weight short-term, but long-term, it could increase your risk of heart attack and stroke. Don't skip breakfast, the paper says. And the Mail also reports that scientists have discovered a new pill compound that could mimic the benefits of a gym workout. One of the US researchers quoted says, "I'm not promoting replacing exercise, but so many people, like myself, are lazy."
Where'd be the crack in that? Ronan Kelly.